has laid upon his heart this morning.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not really accustomed to talking to people like this. The biggest thing I have to say to every person in here is I love everybody. All of you. I've come to where I cry just about failing, and I love doing it. It's not a cry of fear. I have no fear anymore. It's a plunging in my skin and the body that God gave to me to use for now. I'm not going to knock my life back too long ago because I lived a pretty hard life for a long time the way I wanted to live it. Pretty free. Made enough money and done the things I wanted to do. Then I come to Texas. And when I got to Texas, I was the same person the day I got here. And the day after I got here, I stopped drinking. No purpose. I never went to jail. There was a taste that was taken out of my mouth that I didn't enjoy anymore. So I quit. God done this for me. I might cry in a minute here. But I was very happy with the fact that this is a feeling that came into my body that I didn't even know where it come from. I was pretty hard nosed about it. I just didn't want anything else to drink, so I stopped. And I went on to work. But I was still a little bit hard nosed on the edges, and I lived a pretty hard life, really, and done basically the things I wanted to do. So I went through two major car accidents, and I walked away from them. I should have been dead in either one of them. I didn't have a scratch. Not really. I think God stood over me then, and he said, the boy is really sick. He's not learning right. So, me and my son had a little sawmill, one of them blew up. And they told me, I'd never use it again. I had bones sticking out. But I still didn't catch what he done to me that day. He told me to go to school and learn how to use what was left in my hands. Nothing on his hands. Nothing. I didn't go to school. Doctor gave me what he could give me, and he told me when I left, he said, that's all I can do for you. Well, God put these back together. I use them every day. Like they never even heard. Still didn't learn them. I walked off, lived my hard-nosed life like I continued to. Last fall, I had a little pinch in the nerve in my neck, and I went to the hospital. I was there a couple days, and they said, Jack, you got a pinch. I was a little scared. First time. I met Brother Rowan's then, fell in love with him. Did a lot for me, he really did. And I went home, and I spent 2 weeks at home, and the first 3 days I was home. I read my Bible and learned about things for 2 days, and I left it. 2 weeks later, they called me back to Jack. Gotta be good. Don't worry about this, I'll cry. I love to cry. What did you do? I went back to the hospital. They operated on me again, took a bunch more out. This time, when I went back to the hospital, God stood right next to me. He really did. When I left the hospital this time, I had a Bible in my hand. The loyal family bought me. And love for this building right here that I didn't have then. I didn't know it was coming. I didn't belong to this church. Brother Owens was very, very close to me. Fall very, very deep in love with me, and it's time to know it. So I got home, I weighed 90 pounds. I weigh a lot of that right now, but I'm getting there. And I told my wife, I said, when I get strength enough to walk, we'll never miss church again. God carried me this far. I'm going to do what I can at this day. I'm going to. So I wasn't a Baptist at the time. I went to church. And the first Sunday we went, it was pretty quiet, and I sat there and listened, and I was very, very displeased. I had a lot of problems and a lot of questions. Nobody would give me an answer at all. The only church person I seen when I was in the hospital was Brother Owen. Or another Baptist. The second time I went into church, I'm not going to tell anybody. I think God put this words right down that day for the man to speak to me. There's no sense in hunting around in this Bible. Let's get it over with, he said. Genesis. In the first 11 chapters of Paul. That's what I'm making. So if you can tear a page out today, we can tear out any page you want to tear out next week. These people will believe anything. I never coming back. I spent 42 years with him when I left that, enough of that. My God was there, he was right behind me, and I know he was every second. So I went to another church following something, and I walked in that day. And the first words out of that man's mouth were, Jews are no good. I said, well, can't do that. Not with Jesus' faith. I've never been in that church. Then I walked in here. And I love it. I love everybody too. I feel good. And I went back to the hospital a couple weeks ago, and they done some more x-ray, and they found some more cancer. A little ball. But the biggest thing that I've learned in the last 8 months, I have no fear. Absolutely none. I'll never die. I might, my human flesh might just follow up and be gone, but I know. Now I know. I'm going to heaven. And I will never die for this in my life. Unless you ever. If you're good, I'm the only man in the cancer ward, he drives himself there and leaves the day. God takes pain away from me. I don't hurt, and I'll be sick. And he's in there doing a job for my head right now, and I know it. And I depend very, very largely on him every day of the week. And that's my life. That's to turn me to God. He made a full 100% believer out of me. That's the only subject I enjoy talking about. I love him. I love everyone here. I love Leroy, I love Jay, Brother Owen, I love everybody in this church. And you all, you'll find it awful hard to believe what you have done for me eternally. Made a person out of it. And I'm going to beat you all standing on my way for you when we get there. I'm not afraid. I can really say that. That's it. I'm going to take your seat.
Zach, I didn't know you were going to give your testimony this morning, but this song fits in perfectly with what you said, and you listen real closely, these words were written for you. Thank you.